It's my honor to be here to help with the commissioning of the mission team for Peru. It is great, and it's a privilege, it's an honor to be able to go and serve the Lord in such a way. I've got two passages I want to ask you to turn to, and I'm going to be brief. Brian told me, where's Brian at? He told me I had to be short, is what he told me. But I'm going to share with you from Acts 13. That's where we're going to start. Acts 13. And then I'm going to ask you to turn to the Great Commission in Matthew 28. So we'll start with Acts 13. As we do, I'd like to go to the Lord in prayer if we may. Father, I thank you for this opportunity to be here today. I thank you for each that's here. I thank you for this mission team that has been put together. I thank you for the baptisms that will be taking place today. Father, and all the great ministries here at Bexley and the outreach that's here in this community, Father. Father, we thank you for your word that you have preserved for us to have so that we may have it to share from. And Father, we pray that you would take the truth of this and impart it to our lives today. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. In Acts 13, we find a passage that I want to take. I'm going to read about three or four verses and just share a little bit with you from there, and then I'm going to ask you to turn with me to the Great Commission in Matthew 28. But if you look in Acts chapter 13, in verse 1, you find the words, "Now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas, Simeon, that was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. And then when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. And then verse 4, so they being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed unto Seleucia. And from there, thence they sailed to Cyprus. And it continues on. But what I wanted to share from here is this. The church at Antioch, as they met together, the Lord moved in and through that church to call out men to go serve Him on mission. And in this instance that we see, He called out Barnabas and Saul, who we later know now as Paul, the Apostle Paul. He called them out. The Lord moves in and through the local church. He has done that here at Bexley. He has called out a number of you to serve in many ways. There's various ways we could name that you're serving here within the church and its ministries right here locally. But He's called some of you out to go off, fly off to Peru to serve Him there in missions. So the Lord has moved in the same fashion in and through here at Bexley. He works in and through the local church. I think sometimes we forget how the Lord works through the church, and then as me being the director of missions, through the partnership of our churches together as an association to be able to help sponsor these trips and make them possible. As you give, you sponsor missionaries worldwide. As you give to the cooperative program, to Annie Armstrong, to Lottie Moon, to Margaret Lackey, to the association, all of those offerings collectively, we support somewhere near 10,000 missionaries worldwide. And all the mission work is being done here. But He does it through the local church. I hear folks oftentimes say, well, I can worship the Lord, but I don't need to go to church. The Lord works in and through the local church. He worked through Antioch. And so as they ministered to the Lord, in verse 2, as they ministered to the Lord, the Holy Ghost spoke to them and said, Separate these men. The Lord has spoke to someone here, or a couple here, about Peru missions. And I won't name them. Y'all know who they are. And through that, shared that vision with you Bexley Baptist Church. And you, the church, have gotten behind that. And as the Spirit has spoken, some of you have agreed and said, yes, I want to go. Some of you said, well, I can't go, but I can help support those who do. You do through giving. You do through praying. You do in many other ways. So the Lord moves through the church. He calls you forth from the church. And then verse 3, when they fasted and prayed, they laid their hands on them and sent them away. And then verse 4, so they being sent forth by the Holy Spirit of God. As they're sent forth, the church through its authority, the local church through its authority, as a local body of believers, sends forth this group and sends forth others. But it's also, in the greater sense of that, it's the Holy Spirit who, and this would take all day to share all this, but the Holy Spirit's the one that initiated this work to start with. Amen. You know, sometimes we think, look at what we've done, or look at what we've thought about. We've not really thought. The Lord's Word says no one seeks God on their own. It's the Spirit of God that moves in us. So we have the local church, you, Bexley. You've been meeting and worshiping, praying. God's been stirring your hearts. You've got baptisms today. The Lord's growing the church, adding to the body. And then there's those who've stepped out and says, we want to go to those uttermost parts of the earth that we just read about in the responsive reading and be your witness there. But I want you to realize you don't go in your own strength, your own might, your own power. This is where Matthew 28 comes in, if you want to flip there. And very quickly, I'm going to share three quick things. Matthew 28, give you all just a moment to flip there. It's the Great Commission, familiar passage where Jesus says these words in verses 18 through 20. Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. When you go, we call this a commissioning service, and yes, we're doing that. We're commissioning the trip. But the commission was given many years ago by Jesus Christ. The commission to go was given by Him. But all that's needed to go was given by Him. He says, all power is given unto me. You go in the power of Jesus Christ. Many of you have served here for years. Some of you, I don't know, I would assume some of you has probably never been on a mission trip before that's going on this one. It's going to be interesting. But I will say this. You will see the power of God in a way you've never experienced it here. When you get out there on the mission field and watch what God is doing, watch the opportunities He provides. You may see something as a complication that's popped up, and the Lord sees it as an opportunity. You go in the power. You go with a purpose. Teach. You're His witnesses. You're His ambassadors. You go and you teach and you preach. You're going to be going into, from what Brian and I have talked a little bit about the trip, in some schools. You're going to be in some villages. You're going to be doing a lot of things, ministering in many ways. Each of those gives you the opportunity to be a witness and a testimony, to share the love of Jesus. And you go in His power. You go with a purpose, but you go with His presence. He says, lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Peru may seem like all the way out there to the end somewhere by the time you fly far enough to get there. I've never been. But I hear amazing stories from those who have been, from all over the world. And I want to share with you today, you going is through the local church, yes. Pulled you together. Spirit spoke. That's where this began. The local church sending you out, but the Holy Spirit sending you out in the power, purpose, and presence of the Lord. And I want to be here and commission you to go, but you were commissioned long before I ever got here. Commissioned by the Lord Jesus Christ. And I would like to do this, and I spoke to Brother Larry and Brian and Brother Ernie, all of them, about this earlier. The early church, in their commissioning, done this. If you recall the verse I shared from Acts 13, he says this. In verse 3, they fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them and sent them away. As our commissioning comes to, I said I'd be short. As our commissioning is coming to a close, what I want to do is invite you that are going on the mission trip to come right up here. All of you. Y'all come on up. Y'all come up and just gather around right here. Y'all all bunch up here. Yeah, I'm gonna stay right here. Now, what I'm going to do is ask this. This was the church of Antioch. They met, they heard what the Lord said, and then the Word says they fasted, they prayed, and they laid their hands. So what I want to ask is this. Bexley, all of you that would like, come gather around this group. Lay your hands on them, and then I'm going to lead us in prayer as we pray today. Can we do that? All of you that want to come. Some of you may not be able to, and I understand that, but you come. Gather around. Push in against them. As it is Bexley, as it was Antioch, here it is Bexley that is commissioning and gathering. I know we're going to take up the whole front, and that's fine. Y'all just come on in. And if you can't get all the way up here, just reach out and touch someone that's by you. All right, I see a couple more coming. As you're being commissioned to go, I want to pray for us today, if I may. You pray where you are silently, those of you that's come gathered around, and I'll pray for us. Father God, we thank you for the privilege of gathering here today in your presence. Father, to commission this team to go from here in this small community in rural Mississippi, to fly, Father, far from here, but to serve you, to be a witness to you, not only here in Bexley, but as they travel at the airport, other places they can encounter. And Father, all the way there and all the way back, Father, they would be a witness for you, as your scripture tells us in Acts 1:8 that when the Holy Spirit comes upon us, we're witnesses for you, Father. And we pray that you would empower them to be that, as we talked about your power. Father, help them serve you in your purpose to teach, preach, and let them feel and sense your presence as they go, Father. Fill them to overflowing with your power and your presence, Father. Father, we today commission this group, and we thank you for the privilege and the opportunity to do so. We pray that you would provide them safe travels, Father, safety while they're there, clarity of mind, recall of your word, and boldness to share, Father. And we pray for great fruit to be born from this trip. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank y'all. You may return to your seats. Amen.